Okay, we continue. Masechas Tainis, the Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, again, we learned the Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, that when do you start mentioning the Hashem's strength as the one who brings rain, which again equals Mashiv Rachim and Hageshem. And we also spoke about when you start saying She'elas Kishem, which is asking him, saying Talam Matar. So that is Samach Limos Hageshamim. Next, the time for rain. Now we want to talk about when is the time that you conclude asking at the end. So Ad Masai Shaul Nesag Hashem. Until when do we continue asking for rain in Baruch Aleinu Saint Talmoter? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Shi'avar Pesach. Again, we cited this earlier on Daf Dalet. Until Pesach passes, which sounds like over the course of Chol HaMoed, you continue to ask for rain, and only after Pesach passes do you stop asking. Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, Ad Sheyetzei Nisan, until Nisan is completely over the entire month, Shenemar Vayored Lachem Geshem Moreh Malkosh Barishon, that Hashem brings down the Moreh, which is the first rains, and the Malkosh are the later rains which come in Nisan. So this is the rain. So you see that Chodesh Nisan is the time, is still a time of Yeridas Kesham. If it's still time of Yeridas Kesham, then it makes sense to continue to ask for rain. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchok, Rav Nachman says, Rabbi Yitzchok, Yore B'Nisan, is it really true that Yore, which again refers to the first rains, that's in Nisan? Yore B'Mar Cheshvan, then that's why the pasuk means Yore is in Mar Cheshvan, which is the beginning of the rainy season. The first rains, the beginning rains, Yore, should be coming at the beginning of the rainy season, which is Mar Cheshvan. Yisanyan Yor Mar Cheshvan Malkosh B'Nisan, as we have a brisa which tells us explicitly that Yor, the first rains, are in Mar Cheshvan, and Malkosh, which are the latter rains, the later rains, are in Nisan. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak responds to Rav Nachman, Hachi Am Rabbi Yochanan, this is really what Rabbi Yochanan said. Certainly, the time which is appropriate for Yorah is Mar Cheshvan. But Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel Niskayim Mikrazeh. But this pasuk was referring to a specific thing that took place in the times of on times of Yoel ben Pesuel. That the Yoreh and the Malkosh all came in Chodesh Nisan. That they had a famine, and now the rains finally came. Dechsiv Bey, that about this Nevu of Yoel, that again, which it comes, the Yoel refers to this tremendous plague of locusts, which came and wiped out all the food. So the locusts are going to come and wipe it all out. Yeser Hagazam Achal Harbe, that the Arbe ate whatever was left of the food. So whatever grain was left, the Arba ate. So Osa Shana, in that year, Yatsa Adar already had passed, for Lo Yardu Geshamim, and there was no rain, so they couldn't grow any food. Yardu Lehem Revia Rishona, the first rains began to come, Be'echel Benisan, the first of Nisan, Amar Lehem, Navi Li Yisrael. So the Navi Yoel says to Bnei Yisrael, even though Nisan already came, Tzu'uvaziru, go plant the field, you still have a chance. Amru Lo, Misha Yishlo Kav, Chitim O Kabayim, so in Yochlenu v'Yichya Uzir Erev Yomus. What do you mean? What should we do if you only have a little bit, a small measurement, a kav of wheat, or a little bit more, double two kav of seorin? Does it make more sense to eat them and be able to live, or should we plant them and die? Because if we plant a little bit that we have left, we're still going to die from the famine because we have no food. We're not going to last until the new grain grows. Amar Lahem. So the Navi says to the Jewish people, Af al pichein, even though you only have a little bit left, tzu v'ziru, go out and plant. And they had a muna on what the Navi said, and a muna on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Nas Lam Nes V'Nizgal Olehem Asher B'Ksolin. And a Nes happened, and there were seeds of Tevuah that were in the somehow hidden in the walls, that the Rashi says that were hidden by mice, and they were suddenly revealed. U'Masher B'Chorin Emolim. And similarly, they were able to eat that which was found from the holes of the ants. They found some food. Yatsu v'zaru, and they went and they planted. Sheni u'shlishi u'ravi, on the second, third, and the fourth of Nisan. V'yard lehem ravi ashniya, and then the second rains came right after they had planted. B'chamisha b'nisan, on the fifth of Nisan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a nes, and the tvua, the grain grew very quickly. Hikrivu Omer b'shisha asar b'nei Nisan. It went so quickly they were able to bring the Korban Omer from the new growth on the 16th of Nisan at the right time. Nimtes tefuah gedela b'shisha chodashim gedela b'achar asar yom. An unbelievable nace happened that the tefuah, which normally takes a full 6 months to be able to grow, that's the season, only grew in 11 days. That from the time that the first rains fell on the 5th of Nisan until the 16th, when they brought the carp, they were able to cut down the beginning of the that which grew for the korban. Only 11 days had passed. Nimtza Omer Akari Mitvosh Shisha Chadashim Kar Mitvosh Acharas Hayom. So the Omer, which normally takes 6 months to grow, was able to be brought from Tvua, which grew in only 11 days. But also Hador Hu Omer, and it's about that generation. The famous pasuk says in Tehillim, "Hazori midima berina yiktzara halach yelachu vacho nosei meshech hazara." And then he finishes off, "Boyav verina nosei alamosav." Right? They were zorim midima. They planted with tears. They were in pain. They didn't have food. This was the end of what they had. But by the time that it grew, "Boyav verina nosei alamosav." When they brought in the alumos, when they brought in the grain, They were happy because they saw the tremendous joy of the nesnes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent. The Gemara asks, what does it mean? My holoch yelech uvacho nosei meshech, right, hazara. Who is this talking about? Amar Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a shor. Shor kishuchoresh holoch uvocha. That the normal way is that the ox, when it is plowing, is walking and it's difficult. Ubachazirasa, but on the way back, Ocha Chaziz Minatalim. At the end of the Harisha, the end of the plowing, things are already beginning to grow, and he can eat from the little bit that's growing. And that's what it means, Vizahu Boyavo Verina. The shore is the Boyavo Verina. The Gemara asks, my nose alumosov. If they already have alumos, if they already have these bundles, enough to eat, so why does it have to say that? Already said Berina Yiktor. They're already happy when they're cutting it. This is a later stage. Amar Avchista Varmilov Masnisatana. That Avchista said, others say that it was taught in a Braisa. Was coming to show the tremendous scope of the neis, that it grew so fast and so much. Kana zeres shibola zerasayim. The givel, which the shibolas came from, which the growth came from, was like a chatz, which normally was a chatziamos. Chatziama now grew much bigger, double the size. So again, if the amount that it would normally grow, that this wheat, that this tool would grow, was such and such amount, the grew double the amount that it normally would. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. What else? The Gemara is going to bring other mamar. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said in the name of Yochanan. Amnei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idach Siv. What does the pasuk mean when it says when it comes to Yehoram ben Achav? Kikara Hashem la Ra'av Agam bo al aretz sheva shanim. Hashem called to the Ra'av Agam and also came to the land 7 years. What is it talking about? Bahanach sheva shanim, in those 7 years of famine, my ochel. How did they survive without any food? Amar lei hachim Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Shana rishona achlu masher bebatim. The first year, they whatever was left in the house. But I guess whatever was left from the previous year, it was enough. Shnia achlu masher besados. The second one, there were things that happened to grow on their own, even though they couldn't, nothing that they could plant because it was a famine. There was little bits that grew on its own that they were able to, from leftover from the previous year, that they were able to eat. Shlish is the third year, basar behemah tayra, they ate kosher animals. Revi is basar behemah tmeya, they had to eat non-kosher animals. Chamish is basar shkatsim ramasim, bugs. Shish is nebach, some of them ate basar b'neim of noseim, their children. And shvi is basar zroseim, the skin of their own arms. The kaim hashnemar, ish bisar zro yochelu, that they ate their own flesh. Again, the tremendous damage and destruction that was caused by the famine, because Bnei Yisrael needed to do tshuva. What does that mean? Mishum de bekirbecha bekadosh, because in your inner places it's kadosh. You're being good. Lo avo beir, you're not going to bring the shechina to your city, to Yerushalayim. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to extend his tova to Yerushalayim as well? Amar lehachim Rabbi Yochanan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo avo Yerushalayim shamala ad she'av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will not go into the Yerushalayim Shalamala, that's in the Rekia, until I go to the Yerushalayim Shamata. That they are somehow mechuvanim zekeneged zeh, they lined up. And some of the pasuk is coming to say that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his own, is going to put his Yerushalayim, his Shechina, and until HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his Shechina in the Yerushalayim Shamata, he won't put it in Yerushalayim Shalmalam. Umiika Yerushalayim Shalmalam. What is the Gemara? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? What does this mean? Is there really such thing as Yerushalayim, which is in the heavens? In Dechsiv Yerushalayim HaBenuyak, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, a passage that we say all the time, Yerushalayim, the new built Yerushalayim is Kir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, it's connected. What does it mean that Yerushalayim is connected? That the Yerushalayim, which will be rebuilt below, is going to be like a connected city to the Yerushalayim, which is in which is above. What else is it going to connect to? Must be the Yerushalayim above. V'amli Rav Nachman Rizklok, Ma'idi Yosivu Ba'achas Yivaru V'yichsolu Musar Havolim Eitzu. That the simple reading of the Pasuk is that we made a mistake with Avodas Kochavim, just like a seal is there, and a fool. And they were silent like the trees, and they weren't listening to the Musar. Nothing was working, and when they were even being hit, it was not accomplishing anything. So, but what does it mean that it was only one of us kochavim? But they were making a lot of mistakes. Amar lehachim Rabbi Yochanan, achas ishim of eres v'shaim begehenim. Mahi avodah zarah. There's one sin. There are many avodas that they did during the time of Churban, but there was one that destroys the v'shaim more than any other ones in Gehenim, and that's the avodah of avodah zarah. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that it was for one specific Avera of Avodah Zarah that they were going to be punished more. And how do we see that it's referring to Avodah Zarah? So Avodah Zarah is called Hevel Yisid Psakim. Pasuk both talks about Hevel. And that's what this is referring to.